Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I gotta tell you, I'm getting more embarrassed as the days go on, but this mugshot of Mr. Trump, as the show goes on, let's put it that way. Has anybody ever taken the time to see the accreditations of him in television and in movies? And he's always put in a favorable light. Anybody ever taken the time to see that he was really good friends with the CEO of Pro Wrestling, WWE, and F? So much so that he even appointed his wife to be over the business administration in the federal government. The list goes on. I don't know if people have figured this out yet, but I'm here to tell you, and I'm not trying to give this guy any more time than he's already been given by the mainstream media, but it's pretty amazing to me, friends, that people in this country are still believing the lies of the 94%, right, that say they don't believe the media. The question that I have for you is, who's telling you that Trump's being arrested? And what is the whole impression here? The impression is that they want you to believe that Donald Trump is your representative, and in the process of that, it's the big takedown of Donald Trump, because really the implication is, in thought, is that it's the takedown of America. And that's exactly what this is. It's a psychological warfare. For people that haven't figured it out, Donald Trump didn't stand against the establishment. He aided it. It's amazing. Yesterday we had a senator on the radio with us that was off air praising Donald Trump. And on the other hand, she's creating bills to put a stop to what Donald Trump started. And I don't know why, but they can't put two and two together in the process of seeing who's responsible for it. So with that said, folks, we're going to be talking about this in just a little bit here, because again, I'm embarrassed for the American people. Absolutely embarrassed. Donald Trump is an actor. The mainstream media is giving him all the attention that they want him to have. The American people haven't figured out that when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up, and this is somehow or another what you get. Social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. I mean, folks, if I didn't live in this country, I would be laughing at those people that put up with this, who couldn't see this guy for who he is and what he is. But again, go back to my point, friends. Albert Pike said, when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. He was the head of the Masons, and that's exactly what's going on here. He's even identified himself as the snake. Well, folks, that's pretty much what it is. Check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe before it's news.com, top left side of the page as well. If you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you something here. concerning Maui. We'll get to the main topic in just a little bit, okay? But I want you to see some of this and hear some of this, because it's interesting that people are noticing that everything burned in Maui except the rich folks' homes. And we already talked about that, who are buying up the land like Oprah Winfrey. The list goes on. And but they noticed that when this fire spread throughout Maui, a blue car somehow or another did not get it. Everybody else was burnt out except the blue car. I want you to see this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. If not, I'll paint the picture for you. And check this out. They're showing the fires of all the cars that are burnt up except the blue car. Pay attention, folks. Everything burnt but the blue car. Now they're showing you energy weapons and lasers that burn everything but blue cloth. These are pictures, by the way. These are pictures that were taken when the fire started in Maui. They are energy weapons is what they are. Again, the cameras are not lying here, folks. We're showing the people the film. And there's straight lines going from the sky to the earth. And you can see that this is, in fact, what started the fires in Maui. We've seen this in California as well about a year ago. Now, I've shown you the second one here. But there's no denying what we're seeing right in front of our faces, folks. These are energy weapons that are creating these fires. And showing you video live of a family in a car. And then it's also going on and showing other live video from a bunch of kids that are filming this. And they're showing energy weapons going. It's almost like a fictitious movie, a Wi-Fi. And it's literally starting the fires. Okay? See, this is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. This is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about, folks. The bad guys will do what the bad guys do, but the bad guys always get caught. And there is the mercy of God. Again, Luke 12:2. But you just seen that everything burned but the car. The blue car, okay? And then they showed you these lasers that burnt everything concerning red, yellow, kind of a pinkish tropical color. And it would burn all the other cloths, but it wouldn't burn the yellow one. Or, I'm sorry, the blue one. Forgive me, the blue one, okay? Now, I want you to see this because this explains exactly what's going on. Because they're noticing that the top of the homes of all of these celeb homes in Maui, all of their homes have been painted blue on top. Okay? Let's go ahead and listen to this guy and give him a fair hearing concerning what it is that he means to bring to the light here.
Heck, are celebs all painting their Maui properties the same weird shade of blue? Rumors have swirled since October 2022 about Lahaina's elite painting their homes a unique shade of blue. Not just any blue, mind you, but an exact shade. Sounds like a quirky celeb trend, right? But what if there's more to it? Let's delve into the science of lasers, or as they're ominously termed, dews. Why? Because there's something interesting about a specific shade of blue and these energy beams. Here's the science. Certain energy rays interact differently with various colors on the spectrum. Some colors are more resistant or reflective, protecting underlying materials from harm. Remember those untouched umbrellas amidst the Lahaina devastation? Skyscraping trees untouched by disaster can be explained away. But how do you justify these seemingly invincible umbrellas? They're not just any umbrellas. They're blue. That exact shade of blue. Is there a connection between this specific royal blue shade, possibly dubbed the Mother Mary blue, and the dews? Could Lahaina's celebrities have insider knowledge, giving their homes a blue sheet? Why the heck are celebs all painting their Maui properties the same?
Okay, so you got it, folks. He showed you the top of the celebs' houses. I mean, you can't make this kind of stuff up, but they're being exposed once again. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
About it one more time here, okay? I just need to. People are talking about it right now. If you look at this page right now, I'm showing people a personal page. You can see right now I have over 9,703 followers, okay? On top of the 5,000 friends that I have on the page. It's actually $4.99 right now, and I got people on the back end waiting. Okay, so I got about 14,000 people just on that site. Now, if you look at this, this is a live feed right now. Live feed. There's nobody on it. There's nobody on it. This also lines up with friends. In the beginning of the summer, we had about 100,000 views per day on our Rumble channel. In just one day, they were completely cut in half. Now, I'm adding on to the fact that over 776,000 friends on Facebook, I would have literally 3 to 5 million friends right now if I'd have been left alone. Okay. They pulled that page. YouTube did the same thing. Vimeo did the same thing. And it's interesting because people are trying to figure out, well, what's the deal, Bradley? You gripe about this all the time. Well, let me show you really quick. Let me paint the picture. I had 600 friend requests a day on my Facebook page alone. 600 friend requests a day. Now on my live page, there's not one person watching. I would be concerned if I were you Americans. I'd be absolutely to the core. Oh, I'm sorry. Now we have one person watching on that channel. Okay. On my other page, I noticed on the Rumble feed, it's like it tops off at 300 people. It won't let it go any higher than that. And then when I'm hitting certain topics, the numbers will be cut in half from that, or even lower than that, okay? Now, the good news is the more they do this, Exodus 1:10, the more they afflict us, we're going to come back at it 10 ways, 10 times harder. So what we do is we go out and get billboards, we put ads in the paper, we're out there publicly speaking, because we're taking it to the enemy. I'm saying this because I'm telling you, those that watch this show every day, you have to get busy. You have to understand they're censoring free speech, which is our bulwark of freedom. We're not seeing justice within the courts. We're seeing big tech companies illegally censoring the American people. We're seeing the federal government doing the same thing through January 6th. Much of what's been going on the Mockingbird Media and all of its outlets that are owned under six corporation heads, under the dictates of the CIA, which is criminal within itself, as we all know. You need to understand if they can take that away, they're going to take everything else away. And that's what they're getting away with. This is how they're setting the narrative. Okay? Hey, folks, when you're looking at the debates over the last couple days, how many guys were up on the stage debating for the Republican Party? Okay, which is unconstitutional. How many? What, five, six? I'm guessing. I didn't watch the garbage. Because they're all hand-picked clowns in the circus of politics that are there propping up the agenda and the narrative that's given unto them by the likes of a Klaus Schwab who's trying to establish a Fourth Reich. And all of the politicians that you see in this country are subservient and subordinate to that criminal. Okay? It's all a driven narrative. Now, I'm getting ahead of myself just a little bit, but again, if you're new listening to the show, I want you to understand that there is over 1,000 different presidential candidates. 1,000. How many have you heard from? That should scare you within what I just gave you enough to set you straight. You need to take this information, you need to take these links, you need to take the articles from sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, when sonsoflibertymedia.com first came out the first day, this is for the new listeners, we had over 750,000 unique visitors. Okay? The second month, we had over 850,000. The third month, it was tipping on 1 million, and then Google came in and scrubbed us. That should wake you up, if anything should wake you up. This is how they're getting away with what they're getting away with. The plandemic would have fell to the ground within days had big tech not censored illegally free speech, exposing big tech for what it is. Now, I also told you yesterday that video, YouTube is gearing up again to censor more speech. YouTube announces new policies. This is brand new. This is brand new information. YouTube announces new policies which undermine... Hey, folks, here's the deal. Anything that exposes the agenda and the players in the agenda, that's what they're calling policy. And they're creating policies that are subversive to the Word of God and the Constitution. The Constitution is predicated upon common law, okay? YouTube, Facebook, and these other outlets, pay attention to who owns them, are subversive to American government. And you become a dangerous individual or organization when you hold to those documents concerning the Word of God and the Constitution. Okay? Going next to the second point I wanted to make, which I was making prior to that last point, you see what they're fixing to do again. They're fixing to set new policies to target medical misinformation. In other words, to target anybody that's exposing this agenda, this plandemic for what it is. Hey, folks, as I continuously reiterated the point and warned friends faithfully, Ezekiel 33, verse 3, they're re-engaging to attack on another day. And I've said this, and I stick to the topics, and I always say I'm bringing this information up so you don't get caught up into other topics because you're being inundated with so much. Don't let this one go. And I want to say this too. The reason that they're re-engaging is because they see the compliance with the people, but they didn't get enough compliance. So they're going to try to come through totalitarian methods again to force the narrative down your throats or into your arms, one of the two. Amos 6:3. Now, I know that some people think, well, that will never happen. I know a lot of people said over the last 3 years that would have never happened either, but it did, didn't it? Yep, yep. And now they're coming for your guns. You see all of the governors in the United States of America, literally every single one of them, going back to the pandemic, every single one of them went right along with taking orders. And now some of the hopefuls that many in this country today have, like the Ron DeSantis or the Kristi Noems, right? I always revert back to those because of the way that they put them up in the light during the pandemic, when in fact they were both guilty of doing the same things that everybody else was doing during the pandemic. But what I want you to understand here, friends, is this. Is they're all in it together. They're all making this alliance all at the same time, in unity, to attack who? The law and the people that stand on the side of the law in this country. As a matter of fact, if you go back to September 11th, that's all you have to do is go back to the DHS and see the 72 definitions of what a terrorist is, according to the criminals in federal government, namely to the DHS, which is another unconstitutional agency. They are defining Americans as the domestic terrorist. You know, I want to say one more thing, too, and none of this is in front of me right now, so I'm just shooting from the heart. Folks, all over Minneapolis right now, in the suburbs, what you're seeing is you're seeing these three-block, four-block, five-block-long corporate buildings going up. And I remember hearing about this in the 90s, but nobody took heed to it. Now it's here. I noticed all these long corporate buildings all over the suburbs, and I noticed right next to them what they have going up at the same time as these long corporate buildings that are going up. Brand new apartments within walking distance to all of these corporate buildings. Now, I want you to pay attention, because simultaneously as those are going up, your walls are going down, and your government is alluring illegals into the United States of America. Read Deuteronomy 28:63. Look at the timing. And look what they're doing simultaneously. Now we're seeing, friends, them come out and they're trying to accuse Donald Trump as if to suggest he represents what's good in America. Folks, just the opposite is true with that criminal. And you know it as well as I do. What he said and what he did were two different stories. I'm not going to go there right now. But they're putting him up as if to suggest that he is what is good in America. And now what are they doing? Giuliani, who was a part of the September 11th cover-up in New York, they allegedly arrested him. Folks, this is the clowns in the circus at the very worst. They're actors, okay? This is aimed at you and me, not them, because if it was, the media would just ignore them like they ignore anybody else that's legitimate, that's in the race, in any sense of the word. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Donald Trump is now the first former U.S. president to have his mugshot taken. He surrendered to Georgia authorities last night after he was charged for his alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election. The Trump campaign is now selling T-shirts with the mugshot on it for $47 with the words, "Never surrender." Almost 700,000 customers in Michigan and Ohio are without power after severe storms hit the region. The storms charged across southern Michigan into Ohio after midnight, packing wind gusts up to 85 miles an hour and hail as big as an inch and a half. A spike in COVID cases has some talking about a return to masking.
Using a high-quality mask does reduce the chances of COVID virus being breathed in.
Dr. Fred Campbell with the University of Texas Health Systems. Dave Collins, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
So let me show you this really quick. Let's get back to this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to call in, challenge anything that I'm telling you. If you do your own due diligence, you're going to find out the exact things that I'm telling you right now. You're being lied to, okay? But look at this. The SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Are you looking up at the screen? I hope so. You have FEMA during the whole Maui alleged fires that took place there, right, that were started by energy weapons, no question about it, as I just showed you. FEMA ordered and order services for full media blackout. So in other words, I was just talking about the censorship that's going on with my ministry. Hey, here, let me say it this way. If they're not being censored, they're not your friends. It's a fact. I've been in this long enough to understand how this works. They're not censoring those that are playing along and parodying their narrative. They're censoring anybody else that's pulling down their narrative. Okay? They should talk to the Lord about that and also consider Judges 6 concerning that of Gideon. But here's FEMA, again, another unconstitutional agency. They were ordered in after the fires, and noticed all the information that we've given unto you over the last couple weeks. People have been asking me to talk about this, so this is what I'm doing, is covering the conversation, friends, and giving you the information that the mainstream media does not want you to have. Why did FEMA go in? Why did the federal government call them in? Why did they shut off the water? And I can go through the whole list of all this, friends. Why did the governor of the state, which they were pre-planning all of this, friends, why was he calling for basically climate change was the cause? Why was he calling for taking the land in Maui and transferring it to the state? We played that video for you. The list goes on. The mayor was called out by the people in Maui. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but that was good within itself. You have a bunch of corrupt individuals that are being played as the foxes in the chicken coop. Okay? They're overseeing all of this. But why are the American people allowing this to happen? You already know the history of FEMA, folks. They're there to clean up the investigation, just like the FBI is, the bad guys in the FBI. Okay? That's what they're sent to do. And again, we can talk about all of the topics going on right now in the United States and what's going on in Maui. And don't think that this is going to stop. It's not going to stop. They're going to keep going forward. They're going to do another one. And I've said this for 18, 19 years now on the radio. I don't know the exact number, but folks, pretty close to 20 years here now. That they need crisis. See, this works for the good and the bad. They create the crisis, then they play the problem solver. Okay, but that applies to the church too. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And how do you do that? You stand up. You rebuild. Okay? Read Isaiah 58, verse 12 when you get a moment. But, I mean, if you haven't seen enough and have understood enough as to how this all works, folks, it just truly sickens me to the core. And look at the people that are being appointed to oversee all of what's going on in Maui. Consider who they are. Consider their track records. All right, let's get to the next topic here as the show goes on, because that's exactly what's happening. The show is going on. Tell me who this is. Ghosts Can Do It, 1989. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. He was himself in both of these shows. He was in The Little Rascals. He was Waldo Johnston in 1994. Across the Sea of Time in 1995, he was himself. Eddie in 1996. These are names of movies. Okay? It's found on the filmography of this individual that I'm highlighting right now. Okay, he was himself in Eddie. He was himself in The Associate in 1996. In 1998, he was in The Associate, 54, Celebrity, New York, a documentary film. He was the VIP Patreon, and then he was himself in all of these other films that I just named off. Then he was in Zoolander in 2001, 2 Weeks Notice in 2002, Lacree, A Table in Heaven in 2007, Small Potatoes, Who Killed the USFL, this was in 2009, he was himself in this one and in the last one, and in the next one that I'm to name, Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps, this was in 2010, he was himself. POM Wonderful Presents The Greatest Movie Ever Sold. This was 2011. In that movie, he was himself. Anybody know who I'm talking about? All in a Favorable Light. Who was that? Yours truly, Mr. Donald Trump. He's an actor. Okay? Let's go to television real quick. 1985, he was on The Jeffersons. You'll Never Get Rich. He was himself. Take Manhattan. This was CBS. 1987. He was himself. All himself, friends. Isn't that interesting? This is television. The French Prince of Bel-Air. 1994. He was himself. The Nanny. 1996. He was himself. Suddenly Susan. NBC. Himself. See, it shows you all the networks are promoting him at the same time. Teen Him Up. for such a time as the last presidential cycle? The Drew Carey Show, 1997, he was himself. How many characters play themselves? Does Tom Cruise play himself? Does Sylvester Stallone play himself? Does, folks, these are all old names coming to my aid even now. Does any of the actors or actresses, Al Capone, did he play himself? No. None of these actors played themselves. Tom Hanks? Does he play himself? Nope. Why does this guy get to play himself in all of these roles on all of these television programs that I'm highlighting right now? Because they did what I told you they did. They put him in a favorable light to present him to the American people. Even his enemies told you that. They seen it for what it was. The Nightman syndication, he played himself. Howard Stern, 1997 to 2005. Why all the favor with this guy? He never did anything to garner the support of the people outside of what the mainstream media proclaimed him to be. Just think about that. Spin City, ABC, 1998. He played himself. Sex in the City, HBO got on board in promoting this guy, who played himself. The Job, ABC, 2001, played himself. Da'al G Show, I've never even heard of that. HBO, that was in 2003. Guess what? He played himself. Huh. Saturday Night Live, obviously he played himself in 2004, 2015. Don't forget about The Simpsons, who predicted his presidency 15 years before it happened, just to show you that it is all pre-planned and pre-scripted. I'll show you something in a moment if you think that's outlandish. I don't know that there's anybody foolish enough not to believe the facts anymore. Matthew 7:16. That's how we're supposed to judge men. The Apprentice... This is what his enemy said that the networks gave him to basically help him usher him and his family into the People's White House. Okay? The Apprentice was given to him in 2004 to 2015. He was the guy that was going to get the job done, but when he became the president, did he do that? Nope, just the opposite. Okay? Days of Our Lives. So I'm proving the point that he's not standing in contrast to the establishment. He is the establishment. Okay? Folks, I can go on. Days of Our Lives. 58th Primetime Emmy Awards. NBC. He was himself. WWE Raw. He was himself. WrestleMania 23. He was himself. Comedy Central. He was himself. Curiosity. He was himself. Top Gear USA. BBC. He was himself. The Men Who Built America. He played himself. Fear City. New York versus the Mafia. He played himself. Can you make this up? Anybody need any more convincing than this? Oh, by the way, Playboy, centerfold, himself, Playboy video, himself. I'm not making this up. And then he had all of these other television programs and movie programs. What's the deal? You've been trumped. A Dangerous Game. Donald Trump's The Art of the Deal, the movie. Michael Moore in Trump Land. I mean, folks, it's not like he actually aggrandized his own wealth. It was given to him. Fahrenheit 11-9, that's obviously the opposite of Michael Moore's, right? He was a part of that. Active Measures, he was a part of that. I'm talking about Donald Trump. Why did the networks give him all of the favorable attention that they gave him? Why did they put him on all of the networks? Why did they continuously keep him in front of the American people? Why did Oprah Winfrey tee him up for the presidency back in 1988? Oh, I'm not even close to being done. Borat subsequent movie he was a part of, Trump unauthorized, Trump the Kremlin candidate, Trump and America, these were all made about him. The Comey rule, oh, my goodness, folks, crazy. I'm talking about Donald Trump. Hey guys, the guy that they want you to believe that just got arrested. No, they want you to believe that he represent. They want you to believe that he represents you, and he represents all that is good. So when they take him down, it's a psychological warfare in causing you to believe if they can get him, they can get anybody. No, it shows you how afraid they are that you're going to catch on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive. And today's forecast, expect a steady breeze with 100% chance of twisting down those country back roads gleefully on your motorcycle. Some will want you, others will want to be you, and animals everywhere will yearn for opposable thumbs just to work that throttle like you do. Oh, nature's cruel design. That's your forecast, back to you.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with 24/7 roadside assistance from America's number one motorcycle insurer.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits, and they require comprehensive coverage.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Folks, check out our store, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and we got a brand new t-shirt. There's a time for all things, a time to preach, a time to pray, but there is also a time to fight, and that time has now come. Peter Muhlenberg, that's brand new as well. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Wanted to show you something before I get back to our point here. Do you see this? Hey, folks, there's no voter fraud. None. No. See, what's happening is the American people are awakening. Slowly but surely, in many cases too late. And what's happening? They got to set up the whole Trump facade because they need psychological warfare to continuously aim at the American people, to continuously browbeat them through totalitarian methods. If Donald Trump is all that is good, the impression is that the bad guys have more power than the good guys. Am I right or am I wrong? Cause the enemy to believe there's more of us than there really is. No, what I see happening is they're scared to death that the American people are waking up to the facts. And they're going to have to respond sooner or later. The Lord is putting this country in a position of either you're going to respond or my judgments are going to continue. Period. Read Leviticus 26, starting verse 15. Lord said, if you harden yourself and you continue to ignore me, I'm going to bring the judgment seven times worse. Things are going to get worse, not better, until you put a stop to this. And I'm here to tell you that Donald Trump is a part of the same team as those that are committing the act of psychological warfare. Nothing new under the sun. They want to keep you under their grips. They want to paralyze you by inundating you with fear. Don't be afraid. Don't take your counsels from your fears. And remember, those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of these devils. We stand up, friends. This is the time for us to stand up, not sit down. You know, it's crazy. And anybody around me in my circle will understand that when things get really bad, it seems like when the storms hit, I'm wide awake. I'm wide awake. And the enemy knows that. Okay, so what does he try to do? He tries to put you to sleep. And if that doesn't work, some people just want to ignore the facts so they can stay in their stupor to their own demise, right? Yeah. This is what I want you to see. No, there's no voter fraud. Remember, the media wants you to... There's no voter fraud. Though people are getting indicted and charged all day long for voter fraud, the mainstream media is not sharing the stories with you and highlighting the fact that these criminals are actually being thrown in jail for voter fraud. I want you to see this as to where this is coming from. Now we see the Arizona Attorney General is sending letters threatening Arizona counties who hand count 2024 election votes. Why are they so adamant about tearing down the law? Because that's who they serve. They're dead. Here, folks. Here, let me do something real quick. Live radio just came to my aid. And again, I highlight this scripture quite a bit because this is who they are. They're liars. They're murderers. Like their father, the devil, right? You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and has nothing to do with the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks according to his own nature, for he is a father and the father of lies. So are these individuals that you allow to remain incumbent. And because so many of you have taken counsel from your fears and you're paralyzed and it brings a snare about, as the word tells us, the fear of man brings a snare, you fail to deal with these criminals that are clearly breaking the law. Clearly breaking the law. Nobody has a right to break the law. Nobody's above the law in this country. But somehow or another, the American people have given them a pass to go ahead and continuously do the things that they do concerning their criminal acts. You have provision to lawfully deal with them, friends. Period. Let's do this because I'm just highlighting the fact that the show is going on. It's an absolute joke. This whole thing with Giuliani. Folks, you know he's an accomplice to September 11th, the cover-up, right? You also know that right after September 11th, 50% of the people in New York believed that it was our own government that did it. I mean, just ask them. Because for 18 years, we were told the Muslims did it, right? And now Muslims are infiltrating American governments and the mainstream media and government and the ACLU and other subversive organizations are defending these people in their criminal acts concerning how they want to come over and what they want to come over for in conquering this country. That's what communists do. But guess what? Communists always get caught in the hole that they themselves have dug. Just give it some time. You'll see what I'm talking about because it's all predicated in the Word of God. You'll see it. Okay? I want to throw something at you. If you haven't heard this, this is fantastic. Yeah. Here, I want to just go ahead and kick this off. Hey, Judah, can you do me a favor really quick? Can you go ahead and turn that light on? I want to read this to the people concerning how the show goes on. And I want you guys to do me a favor, and I want you all to listen carefully. And then you tell me which one you would pick to become the next president of the United States of America, okay? Or even the next global leader, if you want to call him that, okay? It is time to elect a new world leader, and your vote counts, okay? This is real short. Here are the facts and the characteristics of the three leading candidates. Candidate A, you ready? Okay. Associates with crooked politicians and consults with astrologist. He's had two mistresses, chain smokes, and drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. Do you want candidate A to become the next leader globally. Now, in America, we don't have leaders. We have a representative government, okay? We follow the Christ here. Candidate B, he was kicked out of office twice, sleeps until noon, used opium in college, and drinks a quart of whiskey every evening. Do you want candidate B to become the next representative of your government? Let's just call it that, okay? Candidate C, he's a decorated war hero. Oh, man. He's a vegetarian. Oh, he cares about what he eats. He doesn't smoke. He cares about his health. He drinks an occasional beer and has not had any extramarital affairs. Oh, so he seems to be faithful, right? That was candidate C. So out of candidate A, B, and C, which one did you choose? Well, anybody with a thinking head on their shoulders is going to say, candidate C, he's a war hero. My goodness, right? By the way, isn't that what Joseph Stalin put himself up to be? Yep. Isn't that what Mao Zedong put himself up to be? Yep. Isn't that what pretty much every corrupt president since, let's just go back to the 60s, outside of John F. Kennedy, isn't that what they all put themselves up to be for the most part? For the most part, yep. Here, listen. Now, after pondering these candidates, which one did you choose? Because candidate A is Franklin D. Roosevelt. Okay? He's the guy that said presidents are selected, not elected. He's the guy that said there's nothing in politics that doesn't happen unless it's first planned. Isn't that what you're seeing today? Yep. As the show goes on. As the show goes on, candidate B was Winston Churchill. He was another globalist, too, by the way. So was Roosevelt, to a degree. Winston Churchill is put up in a good light to the people. I suppose compared to today, to then, he probably is. But he's as crooked as a mule's hind leg, friends. Just like the rest of them, okay? Then we have candidate C, and if you're like me, you voted for candidate C just like I did. Guess who candidate C is? The war hero. The vegetarian. The guy that cares about his health, he doesn't smoke or drink, and if he does, he drinks a beer once in a while. He's never cheated on his wife. He's faithful. Guess who candidate C is, friends? Adolf Hitler. Did they sell him to the people in a negative light or in a positive light? Do you understand where I'm going, friends? When you go to 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15, what does it say? It says, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his lying ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according," the Lord points the finger and says, "according to what they do through their works is how you judge them." How many people in this country have done that concerning the, because everybody's already counting in Donald Trump as the president for 2024 again. And if you think for one moment, by the way, concerning this whole false implication of Donald Trump and Giuliani and the 17 others, someone's going to be thrown under the boat or under the bus, no doubt, because they have to clarify their point and attempt to legitimize their point. Folks, we've seen this so many times. You know, the corrupt don't go to jail. It's the ones that tell the truth that go to jail. Haven't you learned that yet? For the most part. And I'm talking about making distinction between those that are real and those that are not. Because if that was the case, how many administrations would have been thrown in jail a long time ago? They're not the ones in jail. The ones that are blowing the whistle on them are the ones that are in jail. Hey, folks, don't fall for what's going on here. Donald Trump doesn't represent America because America is not him in his lying shenanigans in any sense of the word. Love you by what we do. Talk Team 23.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.